This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Innal hamdalillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla wa man yudlilhu fala hadiyalah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Usikum wa iyaya awlan bittaqullah faqad fazal muttaqun. Dear brothers and sisters, sorry for the delay tonight because there's some problem from our side. Inshallah, we will try our level best to share with all of you tonight about what our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have said concerning how to become a good Muslim and how to take care of our Iman. There's nothing more important in our life than Iman. It's about belief. Belief in Allah, belief in the angels, belief in the holy books, belief in all the prophets and messengers, belief in the last day, and belief in Qadar, or they call Qada and Qadar, predestination. Now, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even when we are fasting, why do we fast? Because we believe. And that's why Allah called upon those who believe to fast. He do not just call anybody. Allah said, Ya ba'dal a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, kutiba alaykumus siyam. O you who believe. You see, it's so important to become a believer. Now, the Prophet said, La tadkhuluna al-jannah hatta tu'minu. Wa la tu'minu hatta tahabbu. Meaning, no one can enter paradise without iman, without money, without a family, without authority. When you have iman, that qualifies us to enter paradise. And that is the most important thing in the life of a believer, is our ending. We want to go to Jannah. So, brothers and sisters, then the Prophet ﷺ said, وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا. None of us can be a true believer until we learn how to love one another, so that you bring peace to everybody. You are not going to be a burden to anyone, because a believer, al-mu'min manfa'atun, a believer is a person who brings benefit to others, not problem, not burden. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَلَّا عَلَى النَّاسِ. And the Prophet did mention in other hadith, a believer will not bring any problem or burden to others. These are very important quality that a lot of Muslims have not been exposed to it, maybe, or they are not alert about how to love one another. I believe. Now I'm starting to develop this belief that all the good brothers and sisters have been following us every night have memorized the hadith that I've shared with you. Two nights ago, I shared two hadiths. Last night, plus one hadith. I'm going to repeat that hadith. We hope that those who don't memorize it yet, tonight, he or she is sure to memorize it. When you have the commitment, brother and sister, you know the value, you know the importance of the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it's easy for you to memorize. La darara wa la dirar, the first hadith. The second hadith, kullu muslim ala muslim. No, there is a third hadith. The second hadith, min husnil islam al mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. The third hadith, the hadith that I had last night, I hope you all still remember. If those who have remember, alhamdulillah, those who still find it difficult to remember, let us do it together again tonight. Kullu muslim ala muslim haramun damuhu wa maluhu wa irduhu. I mean, the Prophet is telling us that a Muslim to another Muslim is sacred, is something very sacred, very holy, that when we cannot cause harm to them, injure them, their life is sacred, their property is sacred, and their dignity is sacred. From the old to the young, and the young to the older. Everybody should learn how to respect one another, love one another. We know that nobody is perfect, brother and sister. If something wrong with somebody, maybe it's their own weaknesses. As long as they do not create fitna to you or anyone, may Allah protect them and forgive them. Now, I was talking about iman just now. How to have the right iman, you know the sixth article of faith. You must have that belief. You cannot have any doubts in any of the article of faith. When you have doubt, then you have problem with your iman. Your iman is shaken, it's not strong anymore. And when you have the right iman, al-iman sadiq, like how Allah even said in Surah Al-Baqarah, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اهْتَدُوا. If you want to make sure that your iman is correct, is guided, then you must believe like how the companion believe in arkanu iman, in the pillars of iman or the article of faith. They believe the way Allah want them to believe, not according to their way, yeah, and according to what the tradition and the majority want them to believe. No. Anything to do with belief, you cannot have the right belief without going back to Allah's guidance. فَقَدْ اهْتَدُوا. Then only you'll be guided. Now the hadith that I start earlier, you cannot enter paradise without belief, iman. And you cannot be a believer where you do not love one another. The first one, that we should love Allah, the Creator. Then our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then only others will follow. Allah and Rasul always comforts in our life. That's why no one can be a Muslim without ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Because when you love Allah and you love the Prophet, Allahu Akbar, you will be a very loving person. That you always think positive to others. And then, today I'm going to add two more hadiths. I hope it's not too difficult or too heavy upon all of you. Then after these two hadiths, I'm going to stop for a while until 1 week of our fast. Now, how many days already? Do you still remember? We start on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday today. That means we have fasted for 1 week. After I share with you these two hadiths, I will let you all have some time to memorize it. Maybe I'll give you a break after these two or three days, then I will ask you again. I don't know whether you are ready to accept two more hadiths. Wallahu alam. But I will give a try. I do believe that all of you are ready for that, because we love our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now how can you increase your love, show your love, if you don't even bother to memorize his beautiful saying that can help us to be a good believer and a good Muslim? Now, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he really very concerned about our affairs, about our future. He wants us to be the best, because Allah have given us this title, Kuntum Khayra Ummah. You are the best nation. This title is not given for free, for a reason. Because we should be the best Ummah. Then the Prophet said, Al-Muslim man salim al-Muslimun min lisanihi wa yadi. I hope everybody have the right understanding. When you see my hand that is moving, this is my right hand, not the left hand. Yeah? The Prophet said, Al-Muslim, follow me, Al-Muslim man salim al-Muslimun min lisanihi wa yadi. The Prophet is telling us again that a Muslim, meaning a true Muslim, a practicing Muslim, just not by name, not by generation, but those who really practice Islam, is a person who another Muslim is saved from his tongue and his hand. We don't use our tongue to talk bad about any Muslim. If you are sure that some Muslim is doing something wrong, say something wrong, you try your best to reach out to them and remind them. If you can't, at least you pray for them. That's what we should do. Not to judge them. That is number one. Yeah, you must be careful. Talking bad to another Muslim is like talking bad to yourself, showing how bad you are. By you talking bad about another Muslim, that is to show that you are a bad person. Your heart is very corrupted. Your mind is very negative. You only look at the mistake of others. You forget that you have more mistakes. You have a lot of weaknesses. You forget about yourself. That's why Islam always starts from within ourselves. Ku anfusak. And also your hand. Now we are using our hand, our finger, to type in a lot of messages, to create fitna. We may write letter, also create fitna. Why? Why do we do all these things that do not benefit us? This is a sign that we have allowed ourselves to be controlled by the Satan, our number one enemy, who is not happy to see another person who believes in Allah happy. They are not happy. When somebody who believes in Allah is trying his best to do something good, you have all these disturbance, challenges. And sometimes the worst thing is a person who is a Muslim, who is so close to you, is feeling jealous, envy towards what you have gained, what you have become to be a better Muslim. So this is very important for us to remember. If you want to know and check whether you are a good Muslim, a practicing Muslim or not. Just look at this hadith. Al-Muslim, man salim al-Muslimun min lisanihi wa yadi. Meaning a Muslim is a person where another Muslim is safe from his tongue and his hand. You don't use your hand to type in anything or to write anything to bring down another Muslim. Don't do that. Because everybody do commit sins. And the Prophet also informs, "Kullu ummati mu'afi." All my ummah who commit sin will be forgiven by Allah. Illa mujahirin, except one group of people. Rajulun ya'malu su, thumma yukhbiru. That means a person who is not ashamed about the sin that he committed. People do not know that he committed, but he was so proud to tell the world, "I'm so and so. I've done this. I've said this." That means this person is a person who are challenging everyone, who are challenging Allah. And that's why the Prophet also said to us, "Iza lam tastahi fasna' lima shi'." You can look in the hadith from Hadith Arba'een, Imam Nawawi collected all this beautiful saying, and one of the Prophet said, if there is no shyness in us, that is the sign that you are going towards destruction, because you will do anything you want to do. You don't care. You just don't bother about how people feel. You just love to say what you want to say. You know the Prophet said, "Man kana yu'min billah wa yawmul akhir," whoever say he believe in Allah and the day of judgment, "falyaqul khairan aw liyasmut." You want to say something, make sure it's good. If not, silence is always better. And the Prophet in one of his sayings, if you can control your tongue, then you are safe. Even when you are angry, brother and sister, you have to control. Then you are still safe. When you let out your anger through your speech, it's like when a bullet is being shot out. It hurt, the wound is there already. So why must you say something that don't benefit you? So Islam is about caring, loving, sharing, and always feel for others. Don't be judgmental again. Remember the hadith? Al-Muslim, man salim al-Muslimun, min lisanihi wa yadi. Allahu Akbar. Simple hadith. If only we would try our best to practice this beautiful saying of the Prophet, we become beautiful ummah. Wherever you go, people will learn how to respect you. People will love you. Because we are loving Allah through our word, through our action. We are loving our Prophet. When you love Allah, you love the Prophet. Khalas. You know, even in Hadith Qudsi, Allah did mention, when He loves somebody because of our love towards Him, He summoned Angel Gabriel and He informed Angel Gabriel, "Oh Gabriel, I love so and so." So Gabriel must love us. And when Gabriel loved us, Gabriel summoned all the other angels and said, "Allah and Gabriel love so and so." So all of the angels will love us. Allahu Akbar. See how beautiful when we develop that love towards Allah. Then every angels love us. Can you imagine, brother and sister? You are loved by Allah. You are loved by Angel Gabriel, chief of the angels, and all the other angels around us. Allahu Akbar walillahi alhamd. Ni'mah is really a blessing. So don't miss the opportunity to gain all this good quality in the month of Ramadan. Because our Prophet did mention that Gabriel did make dua. Gabriel made dua. He said, if anybody who are fasting, the meaning of the dua, if anyone is fasting and still he never made any changes, he is still a very bad in his word, cursing people, bad biting, create fitna, slandering, and gossiping, lying, then Angel Gabriel said, oh Allah, don't let him enter paradise. He made that dua, and our Prophet Muhammad said, Ameen, Allah. May Allah save us from this kind of people who never learn and never benefit from Ramadan. I believe all of us have been trying our best. It's our own jihad now. You want to say something, make sure it's good. If not, alhamdulillah. I was thinking to share with you the second hadith, but I think it's a bit heavy for all of you. I will share with you later on, maybe after 2-3 nights from tonight. I'll give you a break, not from my tazkirah, but from memorizing. Yeah, that means you will memorize the hadith by yourself. If anyone still don't remember after following my short reminder, I will pray, may Allah make it easy for you. You can communicate with us and we can send this hadith to you. Let us repeat. The first one, la darara wa la dirar. Number one. The second one, min husnil Islam al mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'nihi. Number three, remember, kullu muslim ala muslim haramun damuhu wa maluhu wa irdu. And the last one, al muslim man salim al muslimun min lisanihi wa yadi. Allahu Akbar. And I always choose, I said to all of you brothers, I love to choose all the short, simple hadith. Because we start from something easy. Because the Prophet from Anas ibn Malik said, yassiru wa la tu'assiru, wa bashiru wa la tunaffiru. Make it easy, don't make things difficult. And always share good news with others. And you must remind each other for those who are not following the good news. You must warn them so that they will take this thing seriously and they will never regret. Lastly, brothers and sisters, please don't forget to make dua for me, my family. Because I do still have some family members who is not yet a believer to Allah. We have been praying very hard, but they are very good people. Yeah, they do love me as their brothers. They do respect me a lot, alhamdulillah. But every time when we have the opportunity, we just to tell them, invite them to Islam. Of course, hidayat is from Allah. We never give up hope. Same to all your friends. If those brothers, sisters or revert is having the same problem, where the family is not yet Muslim, don't forget to show them the good example, the good and the beauty of Islam, and let them make the decision. We cannot force them. La ikra fi din. But by showing good example, you are kind, loving, very passionate, yeah, to others, disciplined, very committed, I believe. Sooner or later, all these good friends of us will start to open their heart and open their eye and their mind. And may Allah give them hidayah. Because hidayah is from Allah, not from me or you. Even how smart we are, how good we deliver our talk or speech, the one who gives hidayah, Allah. Even our prophets was reminded by Allah. Innaka la tahdi man ahbabta walakin Allah yahdi man yasha. So if those who are in your family, while you are praying, you have your sibling or your family member who see you pray and they want to join you, don't forbid them. Let them follow the good thing, because we do not know. When I was praying, and then my nieces, my nephew, who are not yet Muslim, they saw me praying, they said, can I join you, uncle? I said, come. We don't know, brother and sister, when the hidayah is going to come. We just don't give up and always have hope. At the end of the day, you remember what Allah said even to our prophet, وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاءُ وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That the duty of all the prophets is just to convey the message in the best way with all the wisdom that they have. Allah give hidayah. So may Allah bless us. Now it's 11:10 now. Sorry for my delay today. And I will keep on praying for the best of all of us. And please, remind your children again not to forget the dua after wudu, the dua after azan. And we as a good parent, show good example, don't forget the daily azkar, the morning zikir, the day zikir, and the night zikir. So that we become like what Allah said, Zakirin Allah kathira wa zakirat. So we become among the group of people that Allah said in Surah Al-Ahzab, male or female, who all remember Allah a lot. Brother and sister, we hope to see you again tomorrow night. Alhamdulillah, when you see rain again, any day when you see rain fall, don't forget, Allahumma sayyiban Nafi'ah. Oh Allah, you send down rain that bring benefit to us. Wa billahi tawfiqi wa akhri da'wana. My brother and sister, before I end, I'm looking at some of the messages. I want to ask about 3 talaq. A brother is asking me, I want to ask about 3 talaq. 3 talaq means a person who said to his wife, normally the talaq is the husband to the wife, I talaq you 3 times in one saying. Now in the time of the Prophet, you can say 10 times one saying, but talaq will be considered one. Only when this talaq is been, talaq means divorce, is been misused by a lot of people later on, in the time of Umar ibn Khattab, the second caliph. He said, whoever play with this word, when they have argument, disagreement with the wife, I divorce you. And they keep on saying, I divorce you, I divorce you. I consider 3 talaq. 1 3 talaq, brother and sister, meaning you cannot reconcile with your wife again. You cannot take her back. No rujuk until she remarried with other men. And that man divorced her again after her iddah. Then only you can marry back. your ex-wife. But if just one talak, you still can make rujuk, reconcile again. And you don't have to go through another nikah. No. But I want to remind all the good brothers, please, don't use this word when you are angry. But again, the Prophet did mention, لا طلاق فيل إقلاق. There is no talak when a person is angry. He said, I divorce you. This divorce, don't take place. Because when you are in anger, you are like crazy man. But if you keep on playing with this word, the authority may just confirm. Khalas. So it's important for us to understand, when you make this talak, what kind of condition are you in? Will you be challenged? That the wife said, talak me. Sometimes the wife also is an issue. When she don't like you, she divorce me. If you are a man, divorce me. She's challenging you. But don't respond to that. That is what the shaitan wanted to happen. So I do not know how this thing happened. For those who are having this problem, if you can lies with us again, so that we have a session just to discuss with you. I have to check, yeah, what really happened to you. Then only I can give you, yeah, a better guidance. Yeah, brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, one sitting, then now this, the brothers come. What I was said, one sitting three times talak. And that's why we want to know what caused you to say that. And the condition that you are in. Are you angry, being provoked, or what? So then only we'll go deeper. There's a lot of things to discuss, you know. But may Allah make it easier. The important thing, the best thing for you to do, you call me, or you make appointment through my PA, then we have a one-to-one discussion about this issue, about the three talak. See you all again, yeah, tomorrow night. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.